Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters, saints of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your light to motivate and bless and encourage and lift us up as we acknowledge you. Thank you, Lord, that you just make our path straight, all our paths straight, as we acknowledge you in all our ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, we done 8 yesterday as well, so we'll just do 9 and 10 this morning.
Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent.
Hallelujah, because you have made the Most High your dwelling place. And we've spoken about the importance, you know, you can accept him or reject him. Accept him, he will accept you, and even though sometimes you might be unfaithful, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. So you've entered into his family, you are part of him, and that's a beauty that we can embrace in the new and the better covenant. But the beauty that we need to so see here in this whole psalm, not just this psalm, but no plague, no evil. So all the beauty and the goodness of God is available in this new covenant, in dwelling in Jesus. Dwelling in Jesus is dwelling in the eternal realities that God always had in mind for you, because he made you to be his child, in the presence of the himself, in the presence of Jesus, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and in all their provision and their goodness, along with the angels that follows on now. Tomorrow we will talk about that, share about that. But the beauty we need to see here, there is perfect freedom, there is perfect protection, perfect provision, perfect favor. Everything is perfect because the Lamb, God's idea from the beginning, has come. He has overcome, dealt with our past, and given us a future. Hallelujah. So this is so great. This needs to be just seen and know, yes, God has said it. If God has said it, that settles it. And we got to agree. But then we can get understanding that follows on. And the understanding, I think of Ephesians chapter 4, where God's given us apostles, that's the disciples, the prophets, teach all to bring us to the unity. And how do we come into unity? The unity of the faith. And faith is believing what God believes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it comes from fellowship with God, and then taking hold of that which is declared, with that which is revealed. Amen. And that's what it's all about, guys. And then it actually goes on to say there in Ephesians chapter 4, you grow up into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the provision is perfect. The provision is complete. And we need to take hold of that. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, it talks about, is 2 Peter? 1 Peter. Oops. I'll share that with you. I'll give you that scriptures afterwards. But it speaks about there we partake of the great and precious promises. How do we partake? Through the knowledge of him. How do we get the knowledge of him? Through knowing him. How do we get to know him? Drawing close to him, making room for him, especially morning by morning. And then even in your day, keep talking to him. Pray continually. I mean, reason with him. And then it's not a religion that just put aside for certain times or certain days. You're conscious of him all the time. Why do you need to do that? Because why have this as a part-time relationship where he is all-knowing, all-over, and all-powerful with the best intentions for you? So when you've got a God and Father like that, you want that all the time. Amen. And so it goes so beautifully in the readings of Peter, in the writings of Peter. When we add to our faith that which God is revealing to us, faith, we add virtue, goodness, because remember, you hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. So add to faith, goodness, self-control, goodness, knowledge, perseverance, self-control, brotherly kindness, agape, love, and you will have a rich provision in the kingdom of God. You see, when once born again, the Bible says you translate it into the kingdom of God, but then it talks about now we're adding these things, holding fast to the things of God all the time. You grow and you enjoy the kingdom in a mighty and a bigger way. The living God becomes a living reality to you. And then he even says, and you won't stumble. So guys, his goodness has been made available. There's no lack from God's side, but our drawing close can be a problem. And that's why we need to draw close. We need to receive. We need to believe. And we need to stand, because this is the good things. Not all the deception going on out there. This is where you are finding yourself in God, in his plan for this land at this time. Amen. We were made to be the soldiers of the Lord, the pure bride, right here today and forever. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.